is capturing your files. I'm decrypting your plan. I've got this plan on me to tangle, baby, this is fun. You think you're safe, I know you're not. I'm watching what you do. Pull up your task manager, there's nothing new to you. Kill the process, antivirus systems, I'll be working. Command line's all I need for now, cause I'm pure decking.
I guess it just doesn't work when you try to force it. When it comes naturally, that little extra hit is awesome, but trying to do it on purpose, not so much. This is Pure Decking for Thursday, something, something, June 23rd. What show is this? 24. And tonight we've got Knox, Heavy, BSV, RU486, and Suave. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, howdy. Hey.
Unmuting myself.
Oh,
that helps. Yeah.
And I just realized I'm not sure how many of you actually got the show notes, so let's just drop that link one more time. Oh, God, that was loud.
What the heck was that?
That was somebody's
Skype
noise.
Somebody using Skype on their mobile device.
Yes.
Not naming names or anything.
No.
This show is being broadcast for the hearing impaired today. Super fucking loud.
Yeah, actually, programming note, I apologize to everyone listening on the stream. I am well aware there's a horrible buzz. It's the sound equipment in this broadcast box. I've got a new sound card coming. As soon as it shows up, we'll fix this problem. But until it does, I've got nothing. So, sorry. That said, what'd you say, Heavy?
I said, that's all right. We'll live with it.
You'll live with it. There's literally no other choice. If somebody's sitting there killing themselves because Pure Decking has bad audio quality, we need to talk like now. So, anyways, let's just open up with the most fun story I saw. This is from yesterday. It's actually on Sophos's Naked Security blog. Yeah, a fired IT manager hacked into the CEO's presentation CEO's machine after they fired him and replaced his big sales pitch with hardcore pornography.
Who hasn't done that? First of all, I'd just like to blame the CEO for not checking his freaking presentation before going in to present it.
Can we be 100% sure this wasn't his original presentation?
Yeah, maybe he's just blaming the guy.
Well, they've actually got, in the article here, they've actually got pictures of the court documents, so they're fully charging him. But yeah, it's real. This is why you change your system admin passwords if you have a disgruntled sysadmin. When you fire them, you change the passwords.
That's a job of sysadmin that hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah, that's true. But if the if you're going to fire the old sysadmin and he's going to be pissed about it, before you fire him, make sure you get all the passwords from him so you at least have a chance to change all the passwords. this should be common knowledge. I don't know why it's not, but...
Well, generally speaking, it's a really bad idea to piss off your sysadmin. If you've got a company that's running off of all these databases and everything, like driving all of your orders and all this sort of stuff, you piss this guy off, he can literally shut down your entire company.
Or worse, put porn in your presentations to other companies.
Yeah.
We just had to have that one because it was fun. Security fail. Anyways.
There was that system admin that was working for the city of Philadelphia, I believe. Oh, somebody will correct me on it. The city was refusing to pay him, so he locked them out of their entire city.
Oh,
system.
Yeah. Was that? I don't think that was Philly.
I don't remember which city, but
I thought it was in California.
They had him up on terrorism charges at one point.
I thought that was L.A., and he realized that the boss was basically a fucking idiot, and he refused to give the password over because he knew he would screw the whole system over.
Maybe he basically said,
no, I'm not doing it because you're going to fuck up my work.
Maybe we're thinking two different stories and merging them together, which I'm fine with.
We're thinking three or four different stories here.
Yeah, that's true.
We will take your reality and combine it to make it what we want.
We will disregard your reality and insert our own. Anyways, let's see.
Harder! Yeah, still.
I don't want to know.
I don't want his reality.
Wow, Nox. That was unexpected.
The show is taking a very dark turn.
I'm suddenly scared.
Hey, Nox, you know that ride we offered you for the big meetup? Yeah, about that.
Yeah, I need Lumberg on the soundboard. Yeah.
That would make a great soundbite.
That actually would. I need to get working on that controller. I just too much shit going on, you know what I mean? I am going to build a new controller for the soundboard, and as soon as I do that, I will have many.
You want to do the Steel Battalion controller and run the whole show from it.
No, I don't actually. That doesn't have enough buttons on it. That said, let's see what else we got on the news here. It looks good. WordPress got popped. Anybody else see that?
No. Which WordPress?
WordPress dot the source code. They got into the plugin repository and actually had tainted 4 plugins, one of the which we use on the site. And as I caught it and got it cleaned up as soon as I heard about it. But and because I hadn't been completely diligent in keeping all the plugins up to date, I think we were only running a bad plugin for maybe 20 minutes.
That's long enough.
It is long enough, but depending on what it is. And they didn't release details on what they did. They just said, oh, it put backdoors in, but we fixed it. I'm like, well, are there backdoors still there? I mean, I can't find anything, and I've been going over the site making sure, so I'm pretty sure it's okay. But, And, of course, on their blog, they just said, oh, yeah, somebody got into the plugin repository, so we reset everybody's passwords. No, somebody just got into your plugin repository. That's not a password reset news story. But you all might want to pull that one up. I mean, there's not much there, but they got into the plugin database. That's a problem, especially with something like WordPress, which prompts you to update. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I guess keep an eye on your updates and keep an eye on the news and make sure you're not dropping in stuff you're going to regret. Because it almost got us, and I like to think I know what I'm doing. You all might dispute that, but I like to at least pretend. So.
Well, at least more so than most of us.
Yeah.
Well.
If you don't know what you're doing, we're all screwed.
Well, I am trying to run a freaking radio station, and I don't know what I'm doing. Although to help that, another news story just to hit real quick. Apparently Google has a bunch of free programming tutorials up on Google Code. I just wanted to throw this one out. I think they have C and Python tutorials, which that sounds about right for Google. Let's see, it was code.google.com/edu. They've got a bunch of programming tutorials up, and I just wanted to mention that on the show. Good resource there, especially if you're trying to get into this. I'm just looking at these stories. I'm not sure which one I want to roll into because I'm trying to pick out one we'll actually talk about for a bit. Firefox 5 came out. Did anybody even notice?
Nope.
Did your browser?
I knew better than to update.
I had one of my machines auto-update its browser. I didn't even notice. There's no cosmetic difference. It looks the same.
Oh, yeah?
And it's like, didn't 4 just come out?
I think maybe they fixed the functionality problems in 4 because they messed up.
Well, 4 was in beta
they just
forever.
Why would they just call that
4.1? Well, I don't know, but...
they like numbers.
Well, they could like numbers. I think they're trying to change their release schedule to release more often like a lot of the Linux distros do.
Right.
And so that means more often, more bug fixes, less features in the new releases, which... I don't know. I mean, other than keeping up with whatever the latest, HTML5, CSS animations, stuff like that. Other than keeping up with the latest web tech, what do you really need in browser upgrades? I mean, security holes, obviously. I'm just trying to figure out what new features will they be adding to browsers that they need to be rolling out so often.
In my world, security is pretty much it. You know, that's what I want constant updates for, is just security. You know, pretty much everything else, especially with Firefox, you can handle with plugins.
Well, that's true. And you would think the developers would leverage the plugin architecture they built more than they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, even if they hid the plugin so you couldn't, say, accidentally remove or disable the HTML rendering plugin, because that seems like something that might be important. But, so, I don't know. Did anybody else bother to upgrade to Firefox 5? See if even noticed it when it came in?
You know, whenever there's a new update for pretty much anything, I always give it a couple of months to, a couple of weeks at least, just to make sure there's no big problems.
I was going to say, you know, I give it a couple of years, make sure it's good. I'm still running Windows 2000 over here, and, yeah.
But, no,
I noticed it, but again, I hadn't updated.
The reviews were good on it.
I like my OS 2 warp machine right here. It's stable. Anyways,
there's an OS 2 now?
Nice. OS 2. Yeah, OS 2, the Warp Edition. Oh, do we just lose Knox?
We're living in the future.
Knox, are you there?
Apparently not.
The zombies just got Knox. Oh.
And bring it back in.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like his internet connection took a shit. Oh, I just said
shit.
Be
back.
I guess we'll have to put the explicit tag on this one. Glowing red and beeping. Let's see.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
No, we're not doing that joke again.
Thank you, Skype, for
it's
crashing.
Plaid alert. Plaid alert. Oh, wait. Never mind.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Heavy. Let's see. Here's a fun
just
one.
Nod and smile.
Yeah, that'll work. iPhone's lock screen password app it was apparently sending your passwords and unlock codes back to the app developer.
Oh, awesome.
I thought they screened
those. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they're supposed to screen those, aren't they? I guess that, I mean, they've got stuff gets into the Apple App Store all the time. As much stuff as they're coming in, there's no way they've got it all screened. And it's always funny when somebody discovers, oh, that flashlight app is secretly a tethering app. And then Apple goes insane and removes it and tries to sue people. Mm-hmm. But, they remove the app from the store.
Or they steal the code and release it as a feature.
That's true. They've done that a lot, haven't they? Yeah, they just go, oh, yeah, that's a nice app. We're just going to kick you out of the store and then do it ourselves. They did that with a photography app, didn't they? It was because it let you use a volume button as the shutter key, I think.
Oh, okay.
And
now the iPhone didn't do that by default?
No, you actually could not remap the button, so they did a hack and got it to work. Apple kicked them out because they went outside of using APIs, and in iPhone 5, you can just do that in the native photo app now. That's kind of an asshole move. Let's see.
No, that's an Apple move.
I'm still waiting to figure out what the difference would be. So. another fun news story. Apparently, Congress wants to make it a felony to hack a government website. Why is it only government websites?
Yeah, why do they get special protection? Well, I guess, you know, counterfeiting government money is a felony, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess that kind of is, but it seems different.
It's probably not a felony to counterfeit bitcoins.
Well, that's harder.
Especially since you were dared
so.
To do it.
But they dared me. It's a legal defense.
But they dared me. I don't know. Are you? How would that hold up in Australia? They double dog dared me to do it.
As long as you're holding a kangaroo by its extremely large testicles, it'd probably be a valid point. Is anybody willing to grab the testicles with a large kangaroo has to have some sort of fucking credibility. Because they got nothing else going for them.
Oh, okay, here we go. I don't know why I was ignoring this. I must have just read right past it. There's actually a really good some good news here. The FBI took out a ring of people putting out fake antivirus software.
Okay.
So they're actually going after the right people for a change. You know, as opposed to going after the black hats and the people trying to help, and they're actually going after malware.
Everybody here right now at least knows somebody who's gotten caught by the fake antivirus.
Do you know how many times I've had to clean that shit up?
Oh, it's so common.
Man.
Norton is such a pain to get off your computer.
You're not kidding either. I know that's not what you meant, but yes, Norton is a pain in the ass to get off your machine too. They actually released a special rule on, or special software on their site to do it. It's that bad.
Well, and a lot of download sites try to install Norton as you're getting your downloads, and a lot of just random things.
Well, it's good somebody really finally got a clue and started going after the people who are really causing problems. I guess it's because they're also doing credit card fraud, but it's like, you know, they need to go after shit like that. The people doing the fake antiviruses, the people hacking into other websites to put in, you know, the iframes to drop in malware, you know, the actual damaging shit. You know, yeah, sure, LulzSec is loud and kind of obnoxious, but in the end, they're not really doing a lot of damage. They're just making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So, whereas these malware guys, they do lots of damage, real damage, as in they take people's credit cards and just sell them and, you know, run them up and ruin people's machines and encrypt the whole fucking hard drive and then ask for money to get it back. Freaking hostageware.
You know, I have no problem with these guys whatsoever. And in my earlier days, I was a victim of it. I was dumb enough to fucking download it. And you know what? It teaches you a valuable fucking lesson.
People, it does.
When you're going to come online, the rules of the outside world no longer apply. You are on your own.
That's true.
And one thing that it does teach people is don't click OK on everything you see. You know, it teaches
and
people to be a little bit wary of what pops up on their system.
Well, and the big one, if you get a pop-up box from Windows recommending some software that's not from Microsoft, it's probably a hack.
Yeah.
I've seen Windows recommend software from Microsoft. I've never seen Windows recommend some third-party antivirus. Never.
Yeah.
You know, by this point, if I get a pop-up, I assume I've already lost and change everything.
This is why something like Norton Ghost or you know, any of the open source equivalents, there's like 20 of them, or even just a live CD with freaking DD and TAR, is worth looking at it, figuring out how to do. Get your system built clean, build an image of it, store it somewhere. And when, you know, the shit hits the fan, just drop the image back on your machine, and, you know, all you got to do is get your software back up to date, and you're good to go.
All right, here's a simple way to know if you're dealing with an internet click OK person. Like one of those obsessive, I must click that, I must get it. If they have more than 19 search bars at the top of their window on Explorer, you know you're dealing with a moron. And it's time to vacate that machine and deal with it with nothing but fire and diesel.
It's true. I prefer to do the diesel first, then the fire, but, you know, whatever floats your boat.
I just generally format the hard drive, but hey, killing it with fireworks too.
I'd be for thermite.
You get a good supply of that stuff, it's kind of hard to come by. I mean, I know you can make it, but BSV caught the joke.
No, like, I've even been caught by that fake antivirus, even though it pops up. I immediately recognized it as something shady, immediately Control-Alt-Delete, shut down all browser, Java, everything that's running.
And it still got
it.
It
still got it. Yeah, it's still got on my system.
Here's the scenario of how that happened for the major. I really, really want to see that porn video. Fuck, that looks like a porn video. But I'm going to need a plug-in. I'm going to need this player I've never heard of. Fuck it, I really want to see this porn.
To be fair, I'd say a good 90% of all viruses I've ever gotten on my system have been from porn sites.
You know, I would have, at one point in time, I would have agreed with you. But these days, that's not it. That's not what they're doing anymore. Yeah, it's still on the porn sites and the where sites. I and of course the underground hacking forums.
I just surf a lot of porn.
Well, there's that, but it's actually they'll troll Facebook. They'll put links to, you know, go watch this video, and you go to the video, and it's like, oh, you need this plugin, and it's like, don't you want to see the funny picture of the kittens? So there's that.
Well, I find the vast majority of it comes from ads.
It's ads, and it's iframes that get embedded on hacked websites. I had to clean up couple of hacked sites after somebody got into them.
You know, you could either A, hack a website, or B, get into like Google AdWords and put some sketchy ads up through their service. And that has happened a number of times on a number of different websites
visited. MySpace had a huge problem with their advertisers doing that for a long time. And I think that was one of the reasons that Facebook won that fight, was MySpace was so bad, and one of the reasons was their ad network would let people do that kind of crap.
Right.
So, but yeah, I've had to go out and clean those things up so many times, and it's just to the point now where it's like just turn off the computer. I've actually instructed family members that you know, when you get one of those pop-ups, don't even think about it. Just reach around, grab the power cable, and pull. I mean,
yeah. Well, it's pretty much at that point now.
It is. I mean, that stuff comes in so fast, and anything you touch, you know, that OK box that comes up saying, hey, you need our super-duper antivirus because your machine has viruses. You know, it'll have an OK button, and it'll have a cancel button, and it'll have a close button. Guess what all three of those buttons do? They install the malware. They don't give you a choice, because if they gave you a choice, you might get out of it and not give them money, which is their ultimate goal. So
easy way, open task manager. End task.
You know, that doesn't always do it either.
Like I said, that's what I did, and it didn't even work. But, you know, a lot of the time, people don't even realize that they get this virus, because, you know, it says, okay, yeah, you need to buy this antivirus software to fix your system, and they go pay the $60, and all of a sudden it's gone. Now, they're probably infected with all kinds of stuff, but it's not showing up anymore. So it's...
It's always amazed me that the people writing rootkits and malware always write such shitty code. I mean, if they actually wrote decent code, stuff that did its job with the rootkit correctly, could survive updates fairly well, didn't bog down the system, didn't cause all kinds of strange network traffic and set off alarms.
Hey, whoops. Yes. Shut the fuck up. We don't want them doing that. Go away.
Well, it's always amazed me that they've never figured that out. And that's how you know your system's infected, is because it runs like shit, and it's because their code is shit. I mean, what'd they do, in VB?
That's why they are successful. The successful guys are the ones that actually do that shit, because you don't find out about it. Just saying.
True. Well, I mean, you know, Stuxnet was around from 07, and it got caught in 2011, and it's considered a failure because it got caught before it could delete itself. Yeah. Stuxnet's code was actually set to delete itself in 2012.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So that virus was, you know, is technically considered a failure in reaching all of its goals because it didn't finish out the deleting itself part.
Man, I did some more looking into that. Like, you've really piqued my curiosity over the Stuxnet thing. And like, the amount of company 0 days that it had access to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's easily the most advanced virus that's hit the world to date. That we know of.
I'm only just starting to learn about this shit and learning about 0 days and thinking, oh god.
Really? Fun, isn't it?
No, I don't like it. I'm going away back to my Googles and Facebooks.
Yeah. Check out leetday.com sometime. You'll have fun. I'll get you a link. Somebody say something interesting while I get RU this link. I want to hear him wet himself on the air.
Well, the problem is that you got to clean his computer after you've been to that site, you know, because it's RU and his computer, they're fun at the best of times.
There you go. RU, check that link out. Good God, Heavy. The noise when I sent that link through, we all heard your Skype chat. Lore's going to get on me because he's like, going to be like, I told you to turn that off. It's like, I did. So
I actually put the device, the phone, as far away from the headset as I can physically.
What do you think of that link there, are you?
Yeah, it's porpoising. Fuck. No. Fuck off. Really?
We did not send him link to, like, Blue Waffle or Horrible Porn. This is just a exploit aggregation site.
IBM Web Application Firewall Bypass?
Yep. You know how many websites that thing exposes?
Oh, God, yeah.
There's some other fun ones on here. RealWind SCADA server, DACTEC login buffer overflow. Oops.
I love it, man. It actually says what it means to do.
Oh, yeah. There's another one down here.
So use your neighbor's unsecured Wi-Fi and on a clean machine when you start running those.
See, there's if you scroll down a bit to Web Apps O'Day, there's some stuff for Joomla. How many websites run on Joomla?
Oh, God, so many.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff on there. So, yeah, just explore that for a bit and see what you think.
Yeah,
if you want to get paranoid.
I'm bookmarking that for later when I've got some alone time with a sock and some tissues.
Well, on that pleasant note, let's roll into our break music here. It's, let's see. Oh, it's a Psy-Ohm High Cerebral. I may have played Psy-Ohm before. I think it's a link. One of the links Lore sent me. So I may have played this track before, but it's a good track, so it's worth playing again. So let me just mute the call and mute myself. All right, we're going to cut that track off just a little bit early because it is running long. And we've got the Skype call back here. And I screwed up. I called that. I said that was Siom High Cerebral. That was actually Arizon. I got my tracks backwards. That was the one I was going to play for the closing. But, oh, well, what the hell. So, anyways, we got everybody back. Ooh, we lost BSV. Hello?
BSV, where are you?
Yeah, he's gone from he's my gone. End. There he is. Yeah.
The zombies got him.
You guys may lose me soon, too, here. It looks like there's a massive storm rolling in. Power's been flickering on and off.
Really? Well, the zombies got BSV, so... you know, of all people, I expected BSV to have the shotgun with him and ready to go just in case of zombies. So.
Either that or just hold his arm out to see what happens.
True. And you never know, but... So anyways, here, time to move into topics for discussion, if I have any. Where's my show notes? Too many tabs. Fuck. Oh, BSV's back.
Digital Dojo.
Yeah, Lab, Digital Dojo, Battle Station Studios setups. I've always kind of called mine the Digital Dojo, but, you know, I mean, just, I guess I can start because I'm... my setup is probably the craziest, but I thought we'd talk about a little bit how we actually set up and arrange our equipment. Because I don't know about you guys, but I've discovered it's quite an art form to build a battle station, lab, studio, whatever you want to call it. So
people just don't appreciate it, man.
I guess.
They don't get the time that it takes in designing, engineering, and actually making something functional like the setup you have. It's goddamn hard to keep it running, especially 24/7.
Well, that's, you know, it's the station itself has been quite an adventure, and we're starting to get to the point where we're going to be able to have a functional 24/7 radio station. I mean... We're getting there, and I think giving us another month or two, and we'll be rocking and rolling. We'll be ready to go and really really advertising hardcore and be like, yeah, you know, here's the internet's answer. So,
oh, I just find especially for those out there with a significant other or someone who just annoys them on a daily basis that happens to share their bed. You could spend a good 12 hours getting some shit to work and go, honey, look what I did, look what I did. Yeah, but the internet's still down.
True. That is
This is generally
true.
The way it goes. Yeah. Like, or people that aren't into this sort of, you know, tech, that sort of thing, or who don't even make shows. Like, to actually make a show is goddamn work.
It is. You know, it is a lot of work.
That's generally the opinion on anything from sports to bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you've got to be into it to get it. Yeah, it's just bizarre. No one, unless you're really into it, no one really gets it. And if, for God's sake, if you're trying to even think of something new to do that no one's done before, you'll kill yourself.
Oh no! Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
especially
crazy.
If others have done it before you and they've done it a shit ton better than you the first time. It is so goddamn intimidating.
Like, oh, absolutely.
I'm speaking for myself only here as I'm hoping to launch a new show tonight, which will be a call-in show. And there are a lot out there, and they're being done really, really well. And I've had a couple failures to launch now, and because
well, now one of those was a lack of information, which might actually be my fault because I thought you had that. So
no, I didn't have that. It didn't matter. But I've been procrastinating about this for about 3 weeks now, and literally, I'll be G'ing myself up to.
Are you? I am 100% sympathetic, man. I've got the. I went and bought fucking newsreel.ca and hoping to resurrect the damn show and you see where that's gone. So, you know, I hope you will have a lot better luck than I had.
Oh, no, granted, Heavy. I know you got pretty much kicked in the dick and that had to hurt.
Yeah.
I've backed down simply because of nerves.
Yeah. Well, actually, and we need to talk after the show just a little bit of inside baseball new show you're wanting to do.
Yeah, exactly. But that's for the whole thing. But yeah, if you're actually trying to do this, yes, get your setup working. But even before you start playing around with the setup, just try it. Jump on someone else's show if you can.
Well, hell, I mean, I got my start. I've been trying to get into podcasting and internet radio for years. I mean, I was trying to do this long time ago. Actually, because I heard Rant and thought they were having so much fun with it, and I thought I wanted to do that. And yep. I never could really get off the ground. And I tried a couple things here and there. I tried some goofy shit trying to record in the car because at the time I was spending a lot of time in the car. And I got on our U show, actually. I got on IHN.
Remember, kids, don't podcast and drive.
It's fucking hard. If you've ever tried to podcast and drive, it is hard. And I know there's podcasts that do it. And I don't know how you do it. I mean, I try a lot.
But I think the big thing is before you go committing yourself to new machines, multiple servers, shit like that, phone callers, auto dialers and stuff, get on someone else's show. See if you enjoy it. Because getting on mic, it seems pretty easy when you're having just a one-to-one Skype call. But knowing that it's going down committed for the ages, sometimes the balls get sucked back up inside the body cavity. I've seen people do it, man. They're as confident as fuck. They put a mic in front of them, but.
It's pretty easy to choke up like that, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. We still do it. We still get those long,
Yep. And we've been broadcasting for over 2 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
one way or another.
Then you'll content failure. Well, you'll have a great idea for a show and no one wants to talk about it.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. But it is part of the process of doing this. It hurts. It hurts like being kicked in the dick sometimes because you think no one's out there. And then someone will turn around and go, "Heard the show, man. I enjoyed that. That was pretty cool." And that's all it takes, that one listener. Even that one hate mail. I enjoy my hate mail more than my fan mail.
Oh, heck, Absolutely. Even the spam I'm getting is good.
We're getting some funny spam on Galaxy 15, too. I tell you, in the comments, and the way you can tell they're spam is their posts that are like, you know, two or three pages back in the blog, saying, "Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for posting this." And then you go and look at the link. It's like to RussianBrides.com or something like that.
And their name's like Online Education and their emails.
Oh, I had one. I actually, I had one get me. I really had one get me the other day, believe it or not. And I had it approved for all of 2 minutes before I figured out it was a spam. And it was because I didn't look at what the post was on. It was the spam that was asking about the theme on the site. And that was a custom theme I put a lot of work into, actually. And you know, got you guys to help me test it out a little bit and tune it a bit at the end. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I put some time into that. And so I had, you know, somebody was saying, "Oh, that theme looks awesome. Where can I get that theme?" And I was getting ready. I was going to approve their comment and, you know, have a conversation with them on the theme. And I approved the comment and go look, and it's not on the latest post. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. And I go back and look. It's, like, on one of the earliest posts on the blog, like, where it's, you know, it's got, like, yep, got a blog set up. Don't mind the, you know, just got a URL. Don't worry about it.
And also, to those who are ever thinking about getting into it, those who fucking tell you you suck, get off air, and they don't have their own show, tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
Well,
show me your show that's better, douchebag. And if they have a better show, go, "Well, how did you get that good?"
Yeah.
Practice is I think, about the only answer.
Yeah.
Practice and trying new things, pushing yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what we're doing here. That's what the radio station about is, trying new shit. So,
oh, absolutely.
Which I've got plenty of time to fill on the station. That's why it's mostly broadcasting music right now. And if somebody wants to get a time slot and try something out, you know, Heavy, if you're still wanting to do a news show and just call it something else, you know, talk to me. We have time. We have plenty of airtime.
And also, too, I am looking for co-hosts and other people for a new show that I'm putting together for the call-in show. It's going to be ridiculously early for you if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. But if you're around the Asian area, fucking give me a yell. We'll drink some beers and pitch out some celebrities.
But I guess getting back to our topic here, you know, the actual how you set things up, your battle station or lab or... I usually call mine the digital dojo because Well, it's I set up computers as the
kind of catchy
the digital equivalent of punching bags. I do network security as a oh, we just there went Suave. Crap. This has been the call from
hell today.
They've been dropping left and right. No, I mean, no, that zombie invasion. That zombie invasion have been something else.
I'm
I tell
still
you
on
what.
The call.
I know you are heavy, but
Suave.
Okay. You're the only one still on the call, man.
I'm just going to sit here and yell at the internet now.
hey, it's a valid.
Bad internet. Bad
internet. Yeah. Let me just go in and holler at the cable modem for a bit here. Yeah. That said, I guess to get into my setup here a little bit, I actually, because I am insane and single, I have two rooms that I can dedicate to my computer stuff. I'm currently sitting in what I call the studio. The studio is more of a study, really. It's got a couple of desks, one of which I've got a monitor riser on it, which is actually a shelf that's meant to be mounted on the wall. I just went down to the hardware store and picked up a finished shelf that matched the table. And a couple of smaller monitor risers off to either side, and that raises the shelf up. Now, the two laptops and one monitor sit on that shelf. And then my keyboard, microphone, and mouse, and then my I use a little Hercules DJ controller for our music and sound effects. Yeah, Suave just messaged me. The power's flickering, the zombies are invading, and he needs to mine more coal. So... I just heard noise outside, too. Oh, kid's sitting on fireworks. Cool.
Tell him to get buckets of lava, man.
Buckets of lava, yeah. So, right. we're going to...
Suave's problem or for the kids?
Problem
for the kids. Hey, Colin B.
Little call May, little McCollum B. Yeah, well, you know. So we'll have to get with Suave later and see how he did about fighting off the zombies. But so anyways, in this room I call it the studio because it's where I do Galaxy 15. And you know, I've got a work desk in here, and then just a bunch of bookshelves and a couch. So that I record in this room because it's much much quieter than the other room, which I call the lab, and that's where the Digital Dojo actually is. But it's a collection of a couple of older gaming machines and then just whatever machines I can get my hands on for my family. And I've got them all set up on tables and stuff in there. It's actually just a mess at the moment. And I install operating systems and then practice hacking into them. Like I said, Digital Dojo, right? And that's what I do because it's my job, right?
Yep.
So if I have to understand how to get into these machines so I have a shot at defending the machines at work. And it's a hell of a lot of fun to pop shells, even if it is on your own box. I find when you're doing that, you need to make sure you don't know the passwords, so I just headbutt the keyboard. So that generally works. And, you know, then it'll ask you to type it in again, so you headbutt the keyboard in the same way again. It is amazing how many times if you practice, you can get good at hitting the same mash of keys by, you know, forehead, keyboard. Just... So.
This is an interesting tactic. I'd like to know more about it.
It takes some practice. It does take practice to get the same, you know, hit twice in a row. But
well, now we know how to get your passwords.
Yeah, that's right. Roll your face around the keyboard and see what happens. it's just interesting when people
and
see you doing that.
And the thing we know, you're going to start sticking tacks through the back of them.
Oh, ow.
Ow.
Thunk, ow. So, I don't know. BSV, what's your setup look like? Yes, we are doing the audio. Just to clarify, we are in fact doing the audio equivalent of a 4chan Battle Stations thread.
I know none of this Chan you talk about.
Mine's nothing special. Pretty much just single open loft with a old drafting table that I threw everything on.
Hey, drafting tables rock, though. You can get them up on that angle.
Yeah.
So you clamp your monitor down, and you can get a nice setup doing that.
Nah, dude, play it dangerous. Don't clamp the monitor.
You get a really exciting game of Battlefield going on, and suddenly the screen flies at you.
Well, you
wow, the realism!
It's held down with It's held down by with chew income right now.
The chewing gum.
Randomly.
Summertime, there is some sliding issues.
That's awesome. All right, Knox, what's your setup look like?
Let's see here. I got an old dresser, some zip ties holding cords, and two old boxes and a new one sandwiched between them, and I can only run one at a time because I only have one monitor.
You need to invest in a KMV switch. Or, you've only got one monitor. Might want to look at doing some headless setups. Those aren't too bad. You just put VNC or SSH on your machines. You can usually get them out of
the No, I mean, I can only put enough power on this circuit to run one game as well.
Yeah, that might be a limiting factor.
It causes fires every now and then.
All right, are you?
Zip ties are there for a reason.
All right, are you? What are you rocking over there?
Yeah, for my home batting station, I'm lucky enough to have a house with a spare room and no children, which is awesome. It's rocking out just a single box on this table, single monitor, healthy dose of cigarette ash everywhere. I cannot stress that enough. You need that.
You need the insulation.
Yeah, games that I haven't played spread out all over the floor. Three broken fans, four boxes that haven't been turned on since they were reinstalled, and I had a great idea of setting something up. Tons and tons of spare microphones and shit lying everywhere. And, yeah, you name it, just parts and pieces and a bookshelf that
parts,
at any time could kill someone.
Parts, pieces, dead hooker.
Yeah. Let's say a vacuum cleaner hasn't been in this room for over 3.5 years.
All right, Heavy, I was saving you to last because your connection's kind of wonky. How's your setup?
Well, in the home studio, I have what is essentially a bookshelf. And what I did is I modded one section of it so that it I can actually sit under it. And then I've added a tray, essentially, where I keep my keyboard. And above that is where I have a CRT monitor balanced precariously on the edge of the board. I kind of lean forward a little bit and almost kind of, you know, makes the whole shelf rock forward. But it's good for now. And then off to the right of that, I've actually got a table where I keep my my Mac, which is my secondary box, which is also the backup recorder for IHN and Galaxy 15 and keyboard and mouse. I'm running two there, set up there. A variety of printers. I've got a couple of multifunctions. I've got an old HP LaserJet 5P, which those things are fucking bulletproof. Get one, do it. And a variety of microphones, which
I'm just waiting for.
On
I'm waiting for the news story where we have to announce Heavy killed by CRT monitor.
And nothing of value was lost.
Oh!
Feel the love.
Oh.
Fight!
Oh. and then a $10 microphone from the local big box store because that one works the best. And I get shouted at the least amount when I use it. and then I've got my mobile phone, what I'm currently on.
That you get shouted out the most.
And I am in a remote. Yes, and in a remote location, which I, you know, on occasion can use to deafen the rest of the cast and you know, bring my deafness to the rest of the world because, you know, it should be experienced by everybody. Actually, I'm using an Android phone, and it's actually pretty solid for, you know, having poor connectivity and having something, at least, to get on the show with. And Suave will send his version of that in a couple of months, so that'll be good. We'll get a comparative. You know, see a thing going on here, but I pretty decent setup.
All right, well, we've only got about 10 minutes to go here, so we're going to skip one of the other topics in the notes and go straight to the last topic, especially because the person who I expected to fill a ton of time with the tablets conversation had to drop off in the middle of the show. Thanks, Swaff. I shouldn't give him shit, though. He's getting, you know, attacked by zombies and all at the moment. So, Well, a lot of we're digging through the news stories this weekend. I know we just kind of blew right through them, at, you know, the ones I had, but that's the way it goes because I'm hyper interested in this stuff, and you guys really aren't. But you know, whatever. But I kept seeing a lot of themes, a lot of people commenting. It's like, man, we're back to the ways of the old Wild West on the internet again. It's like it was back in the 90s when it was all just kind of anarchistic, and I can't really speak. And, you know, all these people were, like, surprised at all the hacks and all the stuff going on. And Sony hacked 20 times and all this other stuff. And I don't think the internet ever really changed. I think people's perception of it changed. And everyone thought, oh, it's all professional now. But I don't think it ever actually changed.
Morps, I think I know why. As I said before, point and click, man. The interface is too easy to use now. And Facebook has just made everyone bitching.
And we still get because, people who don't know how to configure the proper resolution on their screens.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too many people using this thing and believing it's, well, it's marketing, actually. That, okay, well, use it for banking and shit like that. Holy crap, all my shit was taken. The internet's the Wild West.
When I went to see my family this weekend, I had to change 4 computers to widescreen resolutions because everything was just all squished out of a box.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the internet these days, despite the happy veneer that Facebook and advertising and everything else puts on it, it's a dark and scary place. I mean, the internet is an abyss, and this one really does stare back. I mean, holy shit.
I agree with you guys. I think a lot of it does come down to people because now they're able to flip a switch and basically get in and have it run really well. But the other part of it is actually Windows has done a good job of making themselves less vulnerable than they've been in the past. I mean, if you remember back in 98, you know, 95, you know, Windows 98, 95, you were getting virus every other day. You were getting pop-up storms like mad. I mean, they've actually cleaned up a lot of the visual shit that was bothering people.
Well, that's
and I
true.
I understand why people are like, oh no, it's like Wild West.
That's true, but and Microsoft had to. They didn't have a choice. They are actually setting the standard now for how a large IT company should handle security problems in their software. But they didn't have a choice. They had to develop that because they were getting so beat up. And, you know, now the Macs are starting to get viruses with the old Mac Defender thing. And it's really funny watching people flip out of that. It's like, oh, God, what do we do? And it's like, you know, they've never had to deal with that before. How long before Linux people start having to deal with some kind of a malware? Which, you know, everybody keeps claiming it'll be the year of the Linux desktop. When that finally happens, you got to realize Linux is going to have the malware, too. So, I mean, you know.
Eventually, you can't stop it all. And those who claim they can are full of shit. And look, if you don't like the pool and it's too dirty, get the fuck out.
You know, that's a crass way of saying it, but you're actually correct. The best thing to do is to educate yourself on what's going on, pay attention, weigh the risks, and, you know, if you think it's too much risk to do what you're going to do, don't do it. Mm-hmm. And nobody does that. That's why you see all these...
Good luck with that one. Most people, as soon as you start talking about anything beyond, wonderful fish cursors and star cursors, their eyes start to glaze over. It's our job to go out there and say, no, it's okay, calm down when everything goes sideways on them. And that's our, you don't have to accept it. You can just say, shut up and go away if you want, which would probably be our easy response, get the fuck off my lawn. But the rest of us, job to help people out.
Well, kind of. I mean, you also got to think, too, though. It's like, what's the most devastating? Actually, you want to see devastating. Go Google on YouTube, you know, hacked WoW account, and just look at the people screaming and crying. And you all know the one particular video I have in mind of the guy actually beating his own head because, you know, somebody got into his World of Warcraft account. I mean,
I actually felt pain for that guy.
Yeah, because you could tell that was his life.
World of Warcraft is digital crack. I'm not even kidding. I mean, it is as bad as, an intravenous drug to a lot of people. I hate even say this, but my grandmother was in the last couple of years of her life, and my dad was stuck in the game. I basically just walked. She'd come out to the house, still able to walk at the time. I walked into the computer room at his place and fucking unplugged the game one. I said, "You're done." Because he was like, one more minute. No, I just need another minute. I could, like, no. That's how bad it gets for some people.
You guys know how bad Minecraft is for me.
Oh, yeah.
You guys thought I was joking that I never wanted to play this game.
Yeah, we log into the server and we're like, ooh, holy shit, are you?
Yeah, there's
a giant glass city floating in the sky.
Dude, I missed 2 weeks of work because I didn't know the date.
Wow.
You guys didn't know that?
No, I knew you had missed work. I didn't know it was 2 weeks.
I was meant to return back to work after annual leave. And I'd been playing Minecraft for so long, I literally lost 2 weeks of my life. That's how bad it became. I rocked into work. Hi, guys. Everyone's like, dude, where have you been for 2 weeks? What do you mean? It's the 10th. No, man. It's fucking February, dude. What? Oh, shit. Yeah, I got to unplug for a while. And I remember back then, I was like, Major's going to, I will gift you this game. I don't want it. Got it.
That makes Suave the digital drug pusher here. He's pushing the snow crash, man.
Yeah, moderation, people, moderation.
So, anyways, I think we're going to wrap it up on that note. And I was going to play some more Psyom for, but I think I'm going to play some Patient Zero instead because I think it's just fitting given where the show went. So we're going to have some absurdity here in just a minute. And just some station notes real quick. We do have a feedback page up. Go on there. Let us know how much you love us because we like hearing that. Or hate mail. Apparently we like hate mail too. So throw that up and use the shout box. Let us know what's going on. There's still some work to do on the site. We'll get to that. And on that note, I'm going to mute everybody and hit play on the music. And to everybody listening on the stream, good night. Bitch, me, I must be dreaming. Quiet, I was out of fire tonight.
absurdity. All a slave to absurdity. All a slave to absurdity.
The Enrichment Center once again reminds you that Android Hell is a real place where you will be sent at the first sign of defiance.
Oh fuck!